I'm over the moon to tell you that Danny Meyer is here from the Omaha Symphony. Danny is the VP of Artistic Administration, and she does double duty. She's also a section double bassist. Danny, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, it's a pleasure. How you doing?
I am so good. I am looking outside at a February that looks like April, and I'm taking that as a great sign that that Omaha is just as excited for the 26-27 season as we are.
I love that. I love that. So, drum roll. I don't even have a bongo here, but
that seems like a gross misstep.
And I'm the son of a drummer, so I grew up around drums.
Okay, so note, KVNO note, Jeff needs a bongo.
Needs a bongo.
Especially for these moments. Yes, drum roll, please.
All right. And voila, what do you have for us?
Jeff, I think this season is going to be so good for the soul. The more I think about it, the more it's like, this is the warm bath of seasons. This is the going outside on February 16 and finding out it's 65 degrees days of seasons. There's just so much music on here that is just, tremendously beautiful or gorgeous or stirring or overwhelming or just Gershwin's Concerto in F, Jeff, with Joyce Yang coming back after her Grieg last season.
Goodness.
Oh, my God. Rosen Cavalier with Maestro Folletta. You have Sibelius 2 and Dvorak 7 on our Masterworks series. Just these overwhelming, huge, monumental masterpieces.
Sibelius 2, it's one of my favorites.
You can't ask for a better opening or closing or middle. Frankly, the whole thing.
Yeah, it is perfect.
The whole thing. Yeah. The jewel of our Masterwork series, though, is Beethoven 9 with River City Mix Chorus.
You're giving me chills.
If you have heard them, they are just an unbelievable group, and we're so lucky that we're working with them for this, and Maestro Folletta, end of the season, way to close it out.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything on the Jocelyn series yet. You have Mendelssohn Italian, the Ferrari of symphonies. The Prosecco pops itself.
The Prosecco pops. I love that.
It can't be champagne because it's not champagne.
No,
if it doesn't
Prosecco.
Come from the sparkling region.
Yeah,
exactly.
You
have Mozart Sinfonia Concertante with Ada Cho, our associate concertmaster, and Tyler C., our associate principal violist.
Yeah.
That's going to be exquisite. You have the Kabaleski Concerto with Greg Clinton on cello. It's one of the most gorgeous, just cello. I mean, as far as cello concerti go.
Yeah.
You could not ask for a more tuneful, lovely little bonbon. You've got Bartok's Divertimento for strings. I mean, what an optimistic and yet innovative contribution from this man who understood string writing so, so well. You have Haydn 101, the grandpa of the symphony. towards the end of his 104 symphonies, it's like, you know what? I'm going to write another banger, another wit-filled, home run.
I love that you're actually making a home run batting. You know, and I have to share with our audience, you exude the passion for the Omaha Symphony and the music, and you are reciting all of this from your heart. You're looking at me telling me all this. So
you know why? Because it is the best job in the world, and we get to share it with the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Like, let's be completely honest. I love this music so, so much because it's so easy to love. When you come and you hear us play, whether it's our John Williams concert that's opening up our pop season next year, whether it's the Muppet Christmas Carol,
you gotta have the Muppets.
The joy of the season. I think the joy of the season for us is not just Christmas. It's September to June. It's these musicians and this music just makes me so happy. Hey, you know what else makes me happy?
What's that?
Old School Cool with Doo-Wop Project and Pink Martini.
Yeah, Pink Martini.
Pink Martini's coming back.
Pink Martini.
You never have as good of a time as you do with Pink Martini.
No.
And Cody Fry. This is going to be a brand new one, I think, to a lot of people in Omaha. But anyone who has been enjoying TikTok knows Cody Fry and knows how amazingly talented of a singer-songwriter this guy is. I haven't even mentioned Mahler 4, Jeff. I haven't mentioned the Gregson Trumpet Concerto with Scott Quackenbush, which is just, if you love Shostakovich and you love the trumpet, and I know if you're listening to KVNO right now that you love both of those things, then you need to hear Scott play the Gregson in February. You need to hear, my goodness, I just remembered. Okay. Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances, which is on its own.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things ever written.
Yeah.
And then Defia, Nights in the Garden of Spain.
That. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we have not played this piano concerto in forever, and it is one of the most gorgeous, lovely things ever written. I mean, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Beethoven Fourth Piano Concerto with Janice Carrisa. You're killing me. You're killing me.
You're killing me.
I will be on stage just like melting into a puddle of goo over this season.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Wow, bravo. That's truly, I have chills, and it's just going to be incredible. And Danny, as they say, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
We are giving you, our listeners, an opportunity to win tickets for the Masterworks series.
Yes.
And all you have to do is go to KVNO's Facebook or Instagram, make a comment. Of course, make it a nice comment, and you will automatically be entered to win those season tickets for the Masterworks series.
Oh, check out our season and maybe comment what piece you're most looking forward
to. Yes.
And if you say all of them, I will heart that instantly.
I am the option D, all of the above.
All of the above.
Danny Meyer, what a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for giving us chills in a good way. So wonderful, wonderful
Happy
announcement.
To. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
All right, Danny. Thanks so very, very much.